Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I am Ben Mandelker, and joining me today, the wonderful and hilarious and lovable and sweet and kind Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Happy Friday.
Well, happy mother effing Friday, everybody. It's great. Everything's great. No, everything really is great. How are you doing today, hon?
I'm so excited.
Well, hey, listen, no matter how bad your day is going, everybody, at least you didn't fuck Whitney last night, okay?
Well, I hope. There may be a few people who listen to say, unfortunately. Unfortunately, that happened to me. Yeah, we're talking Southern Charm today. It's Friday, so we're going to recap that before we get into it. Scrap is on demand. After 3 years of doing this, I'm proud to announce I finally figured out how to make my camera less blurry, which is don't have it on the shittiest resolution, which I had for 3 years.
There you go. Check my nose, check my eyes.
I also figured out how to actually increase the brightness, so I actually don't look like I'm in witness protection, like a shadowy figure.
You do actually look a lot better. I feel like I'm finally I feel like we're finally looking honest. You know, it takes a decade for two people to really be honest. And here we are.
I am, I finally got my brightness settings correct. So anyway, on Monday, in case you didn't hear, there's a Game of Thrones spinoff coming and it's premiering on Sunday. And we are recapping it with Crappens on Demand, but with Winter is Crappening. I'm so excited. We did a trailer breakdown earlier this week, so go check that out. The episodes for Winter's Crappening are going to be here in the Crappens feed, but they also are in their own separate feed. So if you just want the Game of Thrones kind of content, you can subscribe there. We're really excited for it. So go tell all your friends and neighbors and loved ones who love all that Game of Thrones shit, because we are diving back into it. And of course, if you really want to get in the mood, just go listen to the archives, which again, those are all on Winter is Crappening. You can listen to all our old episodes from the final season of Game of Thrones. But anyway, this is Crappens on Demand, as I was also saying. So go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. And you can, if you support on Crappens on Demand level, you can see this fabulous new lighting. You'll also get access to our bonus episodes and our Discord channel. So it's the full Crappens experience. So go participate and you'll find your life will be infinitely better. And when you go to a dinner party this weekend, when people say, how was your weekend? You'll say, it was probably a little bit better than yours, because I am a Watcher Crappens Patreon supporter. I mean, those are just facts. Just facts.
I spent the first 2 minutes of my day watching a guy clean his eye boogers. So I'm doing pretty well. Thank you. Thank you for asking.
Doing pretty well. Okay. So any other things that are on your mind, Ronnie, before we dive into this?
Nothing. Nope, nothing on my mind. That's how I like to keep it. Fresh as a daisy. I'm like a fresh Westworld robot every day. Just wipe me clean. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to be your flesh puppet. Whatever you need.
And if you did have something on your mind, I'm sure talking about Southern Charm for an hour would just basically erase it. So here we go.
The bleaching I have to give myself after, the brain bleaching. So here we are, Southern Charm, good old-fashioned Let's Gang Up on Craig episode. God, I've missed those.
It works, you know? Every time.
Because Craig, I think Craig is probably, well, by far, not probably. Craig is the most lovable of the guys on Southern Charm. But, you know, Craig's pillow business maybe went to his head a little bit. Yeah. And it's really fun watching people get knocked down pegs. Isn't that something? It really is.
Yeah, Craig is sort of funny because he's like really lovable until he's not, you know? Because right. There's always a moment where you're like, wait a second, I've been bamboozled. And then you're like, Craig's always been a dick. And then you sort of like, well, but he's a nice dick and he makes pillows and he's sweet. And then you're like, wait a second. It's like you go through the cycle of like rude awakenings with Craig. So this is a rude awakening episode, I think, you know.
And a lot of it, you know, you see his anger flash, like he gets real crazy and screamy and vindictive and mean. And then, like, kind of the end of the last episode, I think, like, too much, you know. But then you see his pain. And he expresses his pain not with words, because he's Craig. So he doesn't really use, though. He's no Shep. Okay?
No.
Shep, the magic master of words. He's a Craig. He expresses his hurt in other ways. For example, today in Naomi's home, first of all, nice remodel, great house. Yeah. So Naomi's done kind of like Joanna and Chip kind of remodel, you know, like a farmhouse remodel on a house. And it looks really good. But in her kitchen, we see that she has, who is it? Who is that hooker in there? It's Mackenzie Childs. It's fucking Mackenzie Childs
don't like
in
that.
There. Of course. Basic
seems
ass.
Brand for her.
Mackenzie Childs. Does it? Does it really? So
maybe not.
She's got Mackenzie Childs. Well, Craig released his look, it's my new kitchen video unveiling this week. And guess what Craig's got? Same Mackenzie's Childs, okay?
Oh, no.
And I thought, wow, that's pain. That is real pain there, that you had to remodel yourself into the kitchen that Naomi always wanted for you. The tear. Single tear. Single tear.
My cousin Melissa texted me to alert me that her mom, my aunt, my beloved aunt, has now taken on a Mackenzie Child piece and now wants more. And I'm like, I'm sad. I'm sad for my aunt.
Well, you know, and people love their Mackenzie's Child, and most of our audience is
of our
women,
audience, yeah.
Right? It's made up of women, and they're like, how dare you? Like, I'll support you on almost anything, but how dare you come for Mackenzie's Child? And so hatefully. And you're right, you know? And that mostly comes from Ben. I never even noticed this shit before, Ben.
You've actually just been very supportive. You're just, like, really supportive of... And honestly, it really stemmed from the Manzos. I just remember early New Jersey episodes where Caroline Manzo had all that checkerboard shit in her kitchen, just, you know, in between the ham flying at the wall, you'd see this checkerboard stuff, and I was like, not into it. So, and I know, and then I feel bad because then people will send me pictures and be like, actually, like, I have this, it's really cute, I'm really sorry. I'm like, don't be apologetic, just, you know, like, I say stand behind your Mackenzie Child, because you should. I just don't like it. But I think I'm probably the minority.
You don't have to love everything we love. You know, you're not sitting at home playing Elden Ring all day just because we love
it. Yeah, for crying out loud.
You know? So, like, I get it. But anyway, people really love that, and we still go really hard for it. But recently, I bought my mom's friend something from Mackenzie's Child. Mackenzie Child. Oh. Not Mackenzie's Child.
Mackenzie doesn't have a child. Mm-mm.
She's childless. That's why she's putting checkerboards all over everything. You know, she looks at everything too much like a game of chess, and she'll never get married. Anyway.
Wow. you just read her for filth.
Anyway, I went on her site or their site, and I ordered like three Christmas, because this lady loves holidays. Okay. She has like separate garages just for holidays. It's called oil money. Okay. People who have those. Anyway, so I bought her these like little wise men or whatever that go in like a Mackenzie Child nativity, because I figured, well, every year I could just get this lady something else. Like, there's endless shit at the nativity, you know.
Yeah.
Like, maybe one year she can work her way up to baby Jesus or something. So it never came. Then it said it came, but it didn't come. So I sent them an email, and some real nice lady, I think her name's Janice, was like, it didn't come, but it said it came. And I'm like, Janice, it didn't come. And she's like, okay, well, we have to do an investigation. And I was like, okay, CSI, you know, go ahead, Mackenzie's CSI. So they did an investigation. She's like, sure enough, problem is it's on back order. I was like, what kind of world do we live in that so many people are back ordering fucking little wise men from Mackenzie's Child for $150, you know? But I have to say they made it work. So, you know, that's the point. It's like I hated Mackenzie Child. Then I thought Mackenzie Child was judging me and calling me a burglar. Like, I'm trying to get double the wise man. Like, what would that do for my nativity, you know?
Yeah, that's historically inaccurate, or at least biblically.
Yeah, I went from, like, hating them to liking them to being resentful of them. And then they made good on their promise. I got them. So, you know what? Love you, Mackenzie Child. And I roll around in the pain you're causing Craig right now. So thanks, thank you for everything you give us, Mackenzie.
It gives us a lot of hope that someday you'll also get Maya's cookies. Anyway, moving on.
They were eating them. There was a box next to the wise men. When I opened them, the wise men had crumbs all over their mouth. I was like, you little.
You little turd. What was I going to say about Mackenzie's? I don't know. It wasn't about Mackenzie's child. It was about actually the show. So, okay. So this episode opens up. Still, I'm loving Naomi as the new Cameron because she just is so over her cast. And I love when she's talking about, like, previously on this stupid show that I'm on. And she's like, I decided to find out why Craig was being so moody. Like, I just love you. Just like, ugh. Why was he being such an asshole to me previously? It's just so Naomi. I love it.
Yep. Chef's dog got married before him, but everyone was happy for him except the best man who wasn't thrilled that his ex was maid of honor. Times have changed, don't you know? And to add insult to injury, boom, 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 Olivia had a date. Don't you know? I just love the most positive singer in the world juxtaposed with Naomi hating everything.
I know. Previously on Southern Charm, a bunch of garbage people with some lesser garbage dogs got married and got wasted because that's all they have in their empty lives. And I'm including myself in that group. Thank you very much. Continue.
The producers are like, you know what? People are complaining Naomi is a little hateful and low energy in the opening. Can we get a new rendition of Don't You Know? Just really upbeat. It's like, bump, bump, it up. Don't you know? No, higher. Bump, bump, it up. Bump, 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 bump.
Don't you know? I'm going to like offset her with some, what's her name? Mia Sable is the name of the singer.
Yeah.
So now we're getting the clips of whatever everyone's doing at home. So Shep and Taylor are at home, and Tux is still little Craig is still in his wedding tux, just running around. And I like that they're like, "Oh my God, Garsh, you're still in your tux." I'm like, "Yeah, because he's a dog. He doesn't like at the end of the day, he doesn't like take off his clothes. That's on you to do that."
I'm surprised though that a Frenchie took that shit. Like, you're gonna leave a Frenchie because Frenchies talk to you. They're like. Like, they talk to you. They're not quiet dogs. So I guess he liked it. You know, he partied his little face off. And Taylor's like, yeah, he looks handsome, but he still has too many forks, Chef. What are we going to do with him?
Run, Taylor. Run, Taylor, run.
Run. Run. So then Catherine and Caleb are hanging out, and Caleb's like, oh, man. You already have a stain on your white pants. I'm like, this. If you're surprised at this, Caleb, if you decide to move forward with your relationship, just know you don't. You no longer have to announce this. It's just gonna be part of dating Catherine. Bronzer on the cuffs.
Yeah, you're gonna be leaving hotel rooms with makeup and tanner smeared all over this. That's just how it is, you know. And she's like, "Why do you have to call me out all the time?" He's like, "Cause you can't keep anything clean, babe." And she's like, "You know what? I'm not even gonna go there with you because we're about to get in a fight." He's like, "Are you hurt? Why are your eyes closed?" My eyelashes are too heavy. I can't open them. Could you help? Actually, I'm less mad at you now. Could you go get the crowbar out of the trunk, please? Thanks.
While my eyes are closed, I will visualize my next meatball dinner. I'm thinking Worcestershire sauce, and Trader Joe's meatballs.
Her eyelashes are seriously like this. They're so big.
They're like the lift cars. They're like the old school lift cars with the mustaches. She has like two lift rides on her eyes. So then it just cuts. And by the way, if you want to know what Naomi's doing, she's lying on a sofa going, "I'm dead."
I'm dead. Isn't that the most Naomi sofa too? I feel like everything about Naomi is so Naomi, you know? Like, you can say a lot of people on this show don't really know themselves, you know? That's not Naomi. Everything about Naomi is so Naomi. Like, she's got a shabby chic couch, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just like shabby chic. It's like a girl's, all white, bright white, you know? It's just so her.
It's so Naomi. I have to say, I mean, I've always been a big Naomi fan. But this episode actually really upped my Naomi fandom because I did not like the slander that she had to endure from Miss Paige, honestly, and Mr. Craig, and several others. And I just feel like they're trying to make Naomi seem like a lunatic ex-girlfriend who's needy and crazy. And I'm like, no, She's actually not, and I refuse to hear this slander.
Yeah, this is definitely not like Fatal Attraction. This is more like I was barely interested the first years of our relationship. So what? I was lonely and fucked you one time in Vegas.
Yeah.
Attraction. It's like a much longer title for a movie, and it's way less interested in you than you think it is. You know,
it's like Fatal, You Want to Get a Chai?
Fatal, They're Out of Chai, son.
It's like, oh my God, my bunny. Oh, did she boil it? No, she actually just left a carrot at the door.
So Paige is trying to pack, and she's like, there are so many boots that I couldn't even wear because you guys don't have seasons. And Craig's like, but we're going to go on this weekend. It's going to be, like, so fun and at the very least, like, funny.
It's like he had another sentence that was about to come out, and he stopped it with a burp. Like, no, not time for me to do the second sentence yet.
Yeah, his awkward burp blow. It's the weirdest thing.
I also think it was, I love how Paige was mad at the lack of seasons in Charleston. Like, I felt like she was like wanted to write a letter to the mayor. Hi, this is in fashion influencer Paige. You may have seen me on Access Hollywood. Thanks. Anyway, could you have more seasons? Because I have like these great boots to wear, and like I really want to show them off. So could you do that? Thank you so much, Paige.
So we get a clip of Whitney being like, my friend in Buford, he's going to give us like full run of his house. It's an amazing house. It's like amazing. And then he's going like, whoa. And everyone's looking at him like, who fucking cares, dude? So then back to Paige. She's like, is Naomi going to be there? And Craig's like, I'm not even, like, even if she is there, I'm not going to, like, see her stupid face, like, being dumb and, like, stupid. So.
And Paige goes, you know what? I trust you so much as I trust that there'll be seasons in New York. And it's her that I don't trust, okay? Because if you're at this, like, overnight fun trip and she pulls you aside again and has, like, a one-on-one conversation, I think that's, like, inappropriate, especially if you don't even have, like, a YouTube channel. So, like, that was, like, a calculating move on her part to pull you aside at an event that I'm at, and I wouldn't even have the balls to do that. Like, and the fact that she even has the nerve to be like, hey, come here for a second is crazy to me. Okay, all right, Paige. Now, is this crazier than when you're dating Craig, but you're still down for Andrea to flirt with you and bring your bags up and down the staircase all the time? Summer House, just want to know where the line is between what's inappropriate between people you used to hook up with and not.
I don't know. It's like you're on a TV show together, so you're going to have to talk to the people you fucked. And as someone from Summer House, you should know that.
Yes, you know? Exactly. Thank you. Thank
you. So she's like, you know, you love finding girls who linger, because that was like crazy to me. It's like three syllables. So if we break up, you're never going to hear from me again. So like I have to go back to New York where people to tell you fuck off to your face and not behind your back. Oh, okay. I lived in New York a long time and I like that too. So Paige, fuck off. Okay. Just fuck up.
Boy. No, I've always really loved Paige, but like in this matter, I'm going to have to go team Naomi. So,
you know, oddly enough, she's lost me since Craig. Isn't that weird?
Yeah,
she started it. I don't know that one thing had to do with the other, but that's on Summer House. That's when she started losing me. So
it happens a lot when straights start to date each other. So, I mean, really, honestly, let's be honest.
I'm like, but what about me?
Like, I know. We just are like, we just feel like gays have been cut out of her life because that's what happens to us.
Maybe.
So now we go to Naomi's house. That's so Naomi's house. And she's just still lying on her sofa. It's like the third scene of her lying on that sofa. And there's like a doorbell. It's like, doo-doo, doo-doo. She's like, come in. Doo-doo, doo-doo. So she has to like answer it. And it's Leva. And she's like, why did you ring the doorbell, you weirdo?
Mm-hmm. So Leva's like, hi. I had some time, so I just came over to start some shit. How's everything going? Who'd you fuck last night? And Naomi's like, oh my God. Do you want water? Hold on. Let me show off my Mackenzie's child while you're in there. Come in here. So she does. And what a coincidence, the Craig remodel. He's in love. That was my note. He's still in love. It's a fish.
Yeah.
So Liv is like, yeah, whatever. They talk about the party. Like, and wait, then Naomi's like, oh my God, is that your phone? Is it ringing loud like an old person?
And Liv is like, I am an old person. That's what I am. I'm like an old mom. And Naomi's like, Gnome is really not like into the doorbells and the ringtones today. It's just not
or people. Or people in her house.
I will say, I do think that her Mackenzie Childs was nicely offset by her cat mug. She's like, do you want some water? I want the cat mug.
So it's Austin who's calling. And he's like, hey, it's like, oh my God, like that party, like, oh my God. It's like one of those things where you wake up, like start thinking of things that like happen, like Harry Potter waking up with stupid broken glasses and a whore on crutches.
Like a horcrux. Do you mean a horcrux? Austin?
Whatever, I never read that book. Sing. The book's a sing.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Austin's talking about how he hung out with Sierra after the dog wedding. For the record, for people not watching, Austin's lips are still moving, as per Ronnie's impression. And so Naomi's like, oh, did you guys have like a rendezvous? And Austin's like, I have no idea what that word means because I don't speak French, but like, wouldn't you like to know? Wouldn't you like to know? I'm like, yeah, that's why she asked, actually, Austin. So please just tell us.
Yeah, so he tells us who Sierra is. He's like, yeah, we met in Vermont, and I've spent some time with her in the Hamptons, you know, and she was in Charleston, so we went out, one thing led to another, and before you know it, Rhonda Sue, right there. It's a rendezvous, Austin. All right, well, I still don't know the word, all right?
Rhonda Sue. Yeah, one thing led to another, and next thing you know... just some good psychological damage I did on Sierra again. Yes.
So it was fun. It was fun to see her again. You know, I took out her soul. I crumpled it up, pissed on it, put it on the floor, stomped on it, kicked it in a bag, and sent it back.
Yeah. The only thing that was weird was that there was some nurse lady who was tagging around being like, does this mean I'm on the show, huh? It's a call back to Sierra's strange friend.
That odd one-time nurse friend that they showed. Like, hey, where you live? You know what? I'll tell you. You don't care if you're in the city until you're working all day. Okay? That's when you start to care. Sierra's like,
am I on the show now? Am I on the show?
I felt really bad for Sierra that she didn't get any screen time. Like, Sierra.
I know.
What the hell? You guys aren't going to give Sierra any screen time? Come on.
I know. By the way, I apologize for the leaf blower noise if you hear it. But one of the perks of Crap is on Demand is you can actually see the leaf blower in action over my shoulder, which is fun. So anyway, so yeah, I was like, I was a little surprised they did not bring Sierra on. But Leva asks, so if Olivia didn't have a date, would you be hanging out with Sierra? And he's like, no, which is just like further confirmation that Austin is just so obnoxious, just toying with people's emotions for his own petty games that he plays with other people, you know?
Well, at least he admits that he's just a user, you know? I mean, there's something to be said about that. You know, you do get less time for a confession.
Yeah. It's like dangerous liaisons, but like, it's like boring liaisons. It's like bland liaisons.
The man can't even make a proper Harry Potter reference. Please don't send him to Les Dangerous Liaisons, Les Liaisons de Dangerous.
Okay, I won't.
So Austin was like, yeah, you know, I wasn't mad, you know, but like, I was just like, you know, because like, I really like, I mean, Olivia. So that's it. It's Olivia. That's one for me. So Nadine's like, Nadine. Naomi's like, oh my God, that's so cute. He has all the capacity. That's cute. How is that cute? He went to trample on some other girl because his feelings got hurt that someone...
And then he has the balls to say he actually likes that other girl a lot. You don't like that other girl if that's how you're going to react.
Right. So then she's like, if this is something you want to pursue for the opening monologue that I have, you really need to get on it because I only have a few more to record this season. So,
yeah, I was sort of like workshopping some things like... Meanwhile, Austin was being even more of a garbage person, but pretending he was less of a garbage person by saying he was falling in love with a different garbage person. But I don't know. We're going to workshop it a little bit.
So she's like, oh, yeah, I didn't tell you. After the dog wedding, I kissed Whitney. What?
It's like, whoa, Naomi. Naomi, you got a brand to protect, okay? What are you doing kissing Whitney?
Gone. It's gone now. So they're freaking out, and Austin's like, oh, this is juicy. I'm like, not as much as the fucking camera of the FaceTime.
now that you've slobbered all over it, okay, by saying that.
Yeah. And so, so Naomi's like, yeah, you know, it was fun. I enjoyed it. And so Austin's telling us, he's like, why? Like, why? And how? I'm like, finally, Austin, you get to ask the questions that we ask every girl on this show who hooks up with you.
Yeah, I know. He goes, it's Whitney, you know? It's Whitney. Whitney. He's rich. He's handsome.
He's the boss.
He's rich. He's handsome. And yeah, he's the like boss the producer of the show. So
yeah, and
what do you do again?
I know. Yeah, you go to Harris Teeter and like bring your accordion and be like, buy my beer. So Naomi's like, yeah, he like spent the night here. And everyone was like, what? What? It was bad enough when it was just a kiss. He actually was here, like, you were spooning with Whitney and you didn't tell me.
She goes, he said, we need to like breed. And Lambert goes, breed? Patricia's gonna love that. She goes, yeah. He said, mom will love this. Ew. How many things that you're not supposed to say while fucking somebody are you gonna say? Let's breed. We need to breed. And my mom would love this.
I mean, I will give credit where credit's due. Austin did have a pretty funny take. He was like, did he keep his glasses on? He's like, I kind of imagine Whitney just like doing something weird, like keeping his socks on and saying baby in a weird way, like, baby. It's true.
She's like, don't tell anybody, Leva. Of course you want her to tell people. You have not been on this season, okay? You've been on 5 minutes of this season. Why else would you do this, you know? Yeah. So Leva's like, I mean, I won't, but I can't like hide my feelings about it. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, well, Naomi's like, well, you're like, everyone's going to know within like 15 seconds because you're going to be like doing a winky face, like, which is actually kind of what happens.
Yeah, it really does.
And also, so, Austin's the biggest gossip on this show, by the way.
All right, she tells the two biggest gossips. On the show.
Yeah.
So over at Chef and Taylor's, Taylor's like, Chef, where's my makeup? Because like I had makeup here, but like now it's not here. I mean, tell me what you did with it. Did you throw it out because you don't like me wearing makeup?
Sad that that's like a realistic possibility for her. You know?
Yeah. And it is kind of sad what he actually did. He put it in some bag and like hid it. So, I mean, nothing says your guy's being faithful like putting all your shit in a bag and taking it out of the bathroom so that nobody else sees it.
Yeah. And then Taylor's like, are you really bringing your basketball shoes? Like, are you actually going to play? Like, I love the idea of Shep is like, oh gosh, we're going to Frank Lloyd Wright house. Can't wait to do some layups. So
don't worry, they're just my basketball loafers.
It's my basketball blazer. I got fresh patches for it on the elbows.
Should we call Whitney and ask him about the attire, gosh? So they do, and it's like, I mean, it's like totally casual, so pack your cardigan. I mean, I'm going to check in with the staff, so just meet me there. I'm going to go early. Yeah. Check with the staff.
And then the scene sort of ends with, it was like, it ends in a very metaphorical note because it ends, Shep's like in bed and then Taylor's like on top of him and they're like cuddling and he goes, get off of me. And she goes, but you're holding me down. And I was like, if that could ever be the summary of their relationship.
No kidding. It's the perfect explanation of their relationship. I mean, Jesus, you can save money on the therapist.
Just show that clip. It's like, there you go. So now it's people packing time. So it's packing.
Like Taylor finishing a puzzle. She's one of those people who like finishes a jigsaw puzzle and then goes, I think it's a cat hanging from a pole. I think it might say hang in there. It's a cat hanging from a pole. It says hang in there. The puzzle is finished. He's still confused about.
There's no pieces missing. You got it. So everyone's packing. And everyone's bringing their luggage to like the coach bus and everything. And Taylor's complaining, like her bag like sort of skips on the cobblestones. And Shep is like, Taylor, that's what happens when you pack like you're going on a month long vacation. You're the architect of your packing demise.
So everyone starts arriving, and it's awkward with Olivia and Austin.
Yeah.
And Naomi shows up, and Craig's like, just because Naomi is hanging out with my friends doesn't mean I'm not going to be normal, okay? Because, like, I'm fine. Like, I'm happy. I'm totally normal. Like, I'm totally fine. I was just drinking tea out of my checkerboard tea kettle today, thinking about how fucking great I am. God, I'm glad I have a farmhouse kitchen now.
And then Naomi's like, I'm like a grown adult and I'm going to say hi. And I think that boundaries are clear. I'm going to mind my own business. You mind yours and I'll be nice. And that is it.
So Chef's like, gosh, you guys, this house is going to be amazing. There's going to be a big staff there because the house was done by Frank Lloyd Wright, who's probably America's most famous architect. He built this house and his friend bought it, and then they're going to take care of us really big time.
I have a lot of thoughts about this. First, like the idea that Bravo is taking the cast of Southern Charm to a Frank Lloyd Wright house is hilarious to me. Second of all, I love that Shep is explaining Frank Lloyd Wright to everyone. Like, he's like mansplaining Frank Lloyd Wright. And then third of all, I was like, I'm surprised, like, Shep didn't mention. I'm sure there's, like, a Frank Lloyd Wright documentary that Shep. So then I was like, let me look up a Frank Lloyd Wright documentary so I can make, like, a joke about it in Shep voice. So I looked it up. There's a Frank Lloyd Wright documentary. And guess who made it? Ken Burns. Gosh! I didn't think anything could top the Vietnam War, but then I watched Frank Lloyd Wright. Wow.
And then the natural question when everybody is having to be someplace at the same time, where's Catherine? Because Catherine is fucking always late, right? So they're like, where's Catherine? So let's cut to Caleb and Catherine. So he's like, it's going to be cold. So you're going to bring some nice shit, right? Don't forget, it's going to be cold. And she's like, it's kind of weird. We're going on a group trip because I feel like our relationship has taken a turn really fast. And, like, I didn't even realize it was turning.
Are you asleep?
No, my eyelids won't open again.
And he's like, yeah, I do agree we're in a weird place. And she's like, yeah, I think the outside drama just created more tension, which it shouldn't have. And I feel like we've been fighting so much, and I don't want to have to make meatballs for this again. He's like, yeah, let's just be friends. I don't want those meatballs again. We'll just be friends.
So she just goes like, you know how she does that hand wave thing? She goes, yeah. And he's like, so I'm just going to leave. And she's like, yeah.
It's like, can I go on the trip? No, you can't. I have a theory. The real reason why they were not on the trip was that the Frank Lloyd Wright Institute of America called up and said, hi, so this is a historical house and we can't have any bronze on any of the furniture because those are Frank Lloyd Wright originals. I'm like, oh, okay, one second. Catherine, you're not invited.
So Shep calls her and she doesn't answer. And Olivia's like, well, I talked to her like a couple hours ago and she was coming. So, I mean, I'm sure she's going to like be coming because like if she's not coming and I just talked to her, then like something must have happened then. And so Catherine texts Craig back and he's like, yeah, good. Yeah, glad we've got you. So Catherine texts and Craig reads it and it's like, Catherine texted. She's like, I'm not going on the trip. Me and Caleb aren't in a good place. Like, he wanted meatballs. I wouldn't do it. I didn't have any tomato paste. Like, what do you make rice with? So I don't think she's going to come.
Like, oh my God, can we just fucking leave? Like, you make us wait all this time and you're not even fucking. This is a bad move for Catherine also. She doesn't care that Caleb is leaving. Like, what does she care? She should not be missing a group trip. Not a good move.
She's a little disconnected from the season, and I noticed that in the trailer she wasn't. They were not normally. Catherine is like the center, and I noticed that she was very periphery in the trailer. So, I agree. This is like a weird.
Did they demote her to like friend of kind of?
I think they might be trying to like move away from her because especially the problematic stuff. I think Bravo's like, let's focus on America's man, Austin. So, the face of America. So, anyway. now they're driving off to Frank Lloyd Wrightville. And Marcy's like, so, how's Greg enjoying married life? And Chappa's like, gosh, Well, little Craig, he's spending some time apart, like Caleb and Catherine. High five, Catherine. Oh, I forgot. She's not here. Sorry.
I like when Marcy came on the bus with her husband, John. She's like, hi, everybody. I'm here, even though I'm pregnant. And he's like, yeah, I'm here with my pregnant wife. I was like, oh, geez, the both of you. Glad you let us know you were pregnant. We couldn't tell, Mars. So Austin's like, so, Olivia, where's your date? Huh? And she's like, where's my date? He's not coming, but like, it was super fun. I enjoyed it. So,
and he goes, I'm sure you did. I'm like, is this your way of like winning her over with these like passive aggressive, salty remarks? And so she's like, are you jealous? He goes, oh, a little bit. I mean, I was on the altar with my fucking ex. I was like, oh, I somehow I missed that. I don't think I heard it the first 45 times you said that last week.
They all start laughing at him. And she's like, yeah, that's why I had a date. He says, well, like, I would want to be in a room. Like, why the fuck would I want to be in a room with an ex that treated me horribly? Am I right? It's like Harry Potter wanting to hang out with. I didn't really see the movie. Let's be honest. I really never saw the movie.
I don't know. Did he and Hermione ever hook up or something?
Well, you'll never get an apology from Madison because, like, I forgot. Mrs. something. So you'll never get an apology from Madison because she doesn't think she did anything wrong. She's like, what? I'm just telling everyone what a pussy is.
So are we maybe having a slight lag moment. I'm not sure, but I apologize. Anyone listening is like, what is going on? So then
turn off your Safari. Turn off your Dropbox. Turn off your Twitter feed.
Everything is turned off.
I believe you.
Yeah, well, you have to.
I love you. Love you. But I don't believe you. Wow. We need to get a screen sharing program.
I swear. Everything is turned off. Yeah, we're back. We're back. There was a moment together, guys. There was a moment around the Imelda Staunton question where things got a little choppy.
Skype she had that effect. Rejected that. Yeah. Skype was like, stop trying to make Ronnie look stupid that he doesn't know Imelda Staunton's character. He read the books first.
So Austin's just going on and on about Madison as usual. And then Vanita's just like texting in the corner. And then Austin, so condescendingly, by the way, he turns and goes, I hope you're not texting Madison every single thing that we say. As if he is not the town gossip, by the way. As if he does not act as the town gossip this very episode by telling everyone about Naomi and Whitney, but then to Vanita, but, I hope you're not telling her everything I was saying. Like, actually, I'm not sure if she is, but I hope she is now.
Yeah, and she's like, no. And he's like, well, I hope not. She goes, do you want to see it? No, I don't rule that way. Okay. Also, I thought it was funny that when they're talking about Madison, how Taylor's like, oh my God, that was so mean. She called him a pussy. That's just not cool. And Naomi's like, yeah, like if I was her fiance and I heard the girl I was talking to taunting her ex, I would like to be freaked out by it. Shut up. You just fucked Whitney. Like, I don't think you should be making judgments on anything for a while. Okay. You're in timeout.
Yeah. So they arrive at Old Brass and they're getting off the bus and everything. And like, there's a staff that comes and greets them. And Leva's just saying that she's still in shock about Whitney and Naomi because she's like, it's like discovering your cousins are hooking up. So they go on this like tour.
Stop judging my family. So Whitney's like, he gives like the same spiel that Shep gave them in the bus. He's like, well, this is Frank Lloyd Wright. And he was like the most amazing American architect there ever was. They're like, who cares? My God, where's the bar?
Yeah, they're in like, I mean, it's like a pretty, I think it's kind of like a privilege to be able to spend a weekend in like a Frank Lloyd Wright house that's like on the historic register or wherever it is. And then, of course, Austin summarizes it by saying, this house is perfectly set up for Whitney's aesthetic, 70s porno house. I'm like, okay, well, it's actually a Frank Lloyd Wright house, but you do you, Harris Cedar.
So he's showing everybody their rooms and, Austin's like, oh my God, it's so hard not to look at Leva. It's like so hard. We keep like looking at each other while Whitney's giving Naomi the best room. We just keep like looking at each other. Because of course, Whitney's like, Madame,
May I show you?
I know. He puts everyone in their own like cage, and then he's like, there's only 5 rooms left if you'd like to have a choice. Like everyone has to like double up. Like even Olivia, isn't like Olivia stuck with Taylor and Shep? And there's like 2 full bedrooms that Naomi gets to choose from.
He's like, I've only got 5 masters in this house. So Naomi, pick one. And all of the other ones next to that one can stay empty, just so you know what a queen you are. You know?
But we never hooked up, everyone. Never hooked up. So so then Austin is they're saying that it's like so hard to, you know, look at Austin and Levar having a hard time. And Austin's like, you know, for a secret like this, it's 24 hours. That's how insane the secret is. That's the greatest period I'm giving it. But then again, I already told Shep and Taylor. So, okay, a 12-hour grace period.
Hey, I wonder what Marcy's doing. Let's get to Marcy's room. Oh. So Marcy's like, wow, it's a room. I can't believe they could fit me in a room because I'm pregnant. John's like, oh my God, thank God I'm here with you, my pregnant wife. Ah, thanks, John.
I wonder how many cradles they could set up in here, you know, for pregnant people like me.
Remind me to call mom and ask her for a travel cradle. Right?
So now... Craig and Austin are like high-fiving through a wall. They're like amazed that they're like, oh my God, it's a wall, but it's thin. Craig's like, yeah, like it's amazing to see a wall that's this thin that doesn't have a hole from a butter knife in it. It's crazy.
Yeah, but Craig, it's like so thin. We can like high-five through the wall, Craig. Put your hand on the wall, Craig. Put it on the wall. He's like, all right, my hand's on the wall. I feel you, Craig. I just feel a wall, really.
What in the Dead Man Walking are these two doing? It's like Susan Sarandon and Sean Penn all over again.
It's like prison before they came up with that like bulletproof glass. Put your hand up against the wood. You're like, imagine my face. Imagining it.
Silly. So then, and then meanwhile, Shep and Taylor in Olivia's room. Guess what? There's a lizard. There's a lizard. There's a lizard. I was like, why is Whitney there? But then Shep...
Naomi's dating that lizard now. Yeah, so there's a lizard in there, which this... You know what? I'm sorry to say it. I know that I'm an ignorant person. And I'm just going to preface it with that and not feel bad about it. I don't want to stay in that house. It just looks old and unkept, okay? And that room looks unswept, and the sheets look dirty. And, of course, there's a lizard in there, and there's also other stuff from the outside on the ground, like it hasn't been swept. It looks creepy and gross and smelly, okay? It looks like moist. It looks like moist wood from, like, the 70s still, like, lingering. The smell is still lingering in there. There, I said it, okay?
Fine.
Take me to a Marriott.
I will say this. I would stay there to be like, what's it like to live in a Frank Lloyd Wright house? But I probably would not want to live in it. How about that?
Okay.
I'm like, can we find a compromise even though we're like not arguing about anything? So so there's a lizard. And so they Olivia's like, oh my God, it's a lizard. It's a lizard. It's a lizard. And so Shep is like, gosh, Taylor, you do it. I'm not good with serpents. LOL. And then
Taylor, put it in a cup. Do it, Taylor, put it in a cup. Taylor, I can't deal with it. Taylor, put it in a cup. Oh my gosh, she put it in a cup. Put it outside, Taylor. Put it outside, Taylor. What are you doing? Put it outside. Okay, she put it outside.
I can't believe she caught that thing, by the way. Lizards are so fast and skittish, but she's like, listen, if I can lock down Shep, I can lock down a lizard, okay?
Right. So then they all have gift bags in their room, and they're all impressed with these peanuts they got that are pickled peanuts. I was like, wow, pickled peanuts. And Craig on the other side of the wall is like, dude, I got a book. He's like, oh, I got pickled peanuts. He goes, yeah, I got pickled peanuts. Hey, interesting. Try your peanuts. Hey, I'm putting a peanut up against the wall. Try it. Try it.
They're going to start stringing up like Christmas lights on that wall and see if there's like peanuts in the upside down. So then now Taylor is gossiping. Now we're finally like getting into some gossip. So Taylor's gossiping with Olivia about Whitney and Naomi. And Olivia is like, she's like, did they hook up? And Shep is like, that's the word on the street, Giselle. I heard it from Austin. I guess there wasn't that much gossip. I thought there was more. As I started to read it, I was like, oh, and then there's this juicy gossip session where they say one thing.
I just like that it took Olivia so long, because Taylor's like, well, I guess the cat's out of the bag, because Whitney was telling Naomi, what bedroom do you want? And Olivia's like, yeah, I heard him say that. Wait. Yeah. Are they hooking up? You just see her go through the whole process. Shep and Taylor are just staring at her, waiting for her to get it.
So then when you go to a web page and it's not quite loaded, you're like, come on, Yahoo. Because she is Yahoo, let's be honest.
Yeah, she kind of is. There's like only a Target ad. You're like waiting for the rest. You're like, why is it so easy for the Target ads to load, but the rest of this won't come up?
Yeah, she's like a pre-roll. So then now it's lunch. So they've set up a beautiful buffet courtesy of Costco, of little, I don't believe that Randy made that. I believe he went to Costco, he got the wraps and he put it out. And by the way, not complaining. I love those wraps, but I just want to say that was definitely a Costco lunch.
Well, he is a Costco Michael. Let's be honest. Sorry, yeah. Randy. You can't be a Michael till you prove yourself. Until then, you're Costco Michael. Okay, yeah. Sir. So then, let's see. Olivia sits down with Craig. She's like, can I sit here? He's like, well, yeah, you can sit here, but like your boyfriend. She's like, I don't care. I'm not listening to what you said. I haven't really talked to Austin since like the dog wedding. So, you know, what do you think of that? He's like, is it because you had a date? You had a date there at the wedding.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, it cuts to Austin at a different part of like this dining area. And he's just like standing over, because there's going to be an afternoon activity where they're going to ride horses, ATVs, and things like that. And so Austin stands
over. Spoiler alert.
But he's standing over some of the girls and he goes, and he has all this food in his mouth is full of food. And he's pointing, he's like, your horse, your ATV. I'm like, and now they're all coleslaw, sir, because you've sprayed everything out of your mouth onto their heads.
So back to Olivia. She's like, yeah. And like Austin like jumped to like all sorts of conclusions. And like, I mean, you and Naomi have figured it out, you know? Like, well, kind of. Yeah. But like Madison, like that's like a different kind of ex. Like he goes nuts about her, but then I see them in a corner together talking about it.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, real struggle, Austin. I mean, I adore him based off of nothing, but I'm not going to stick around and figure that out. That's like weird. I mean, I think so, she needs to move on. I mean, like, what, don't waste your breath with Austin, Olivia.
It's just such a phony relationship. I'm not really buying it. Like, why do either of you care? You've been out 2 times.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Like one shared tacho order does not a relationship make.
So they go to ride their ATVs and their horses, which everybody already knew about because Ben spoiled it.
Sorry. Actually, Austin spoiled it. I just reported on what Austin said.
Yeah, that's true. So then it's wacky. It's like one of those wacky moments. So then over at the horses, Rick and Tammy, the horse people, are like, ah, we're Rick and Tammy. We're the horse people. It's like, we figured Rick and Tammy, get on with it. Get with your spiel. So they try and teach them how to ride. And Naomi's really good at it. And Olivia doesn't know how to do it at all. So she keeps like, at one point her horse just starts turning in circles, and at another point her horse just runs into a tree. I'm like, wow. You're not only bad at riding, the horse is bad at horsing.
The horse really, I think the horse actually knew exactly what it was doing, because it was like going right next to the tree, so the branches were getting all up into Olivia's face. And then of course Rick and Tammy or whatever their names were like, we call that a hairbrush. They all looked like a Land's End catalog. They just were sort of like marching along there and like the leaves and everything. And it was just like going back and forth between horses and ATVs. I'm surprised no one broke their neck. So, you know, that's good. I was like, I'm not getting on an ATV with Shep or Craig or Austin ever. Okay. Never.
So the girls who were horseback riding like chill at a picnic table or whatever and just gossip, and then Shep comes by in an ATV going really slowly like a mower, like kind of a lawnmower, and he's like, Taylor. It's like, hi Shep. It's like, yeah, Taylor. They're like, why is he yelling Taylor? It's just, that's what he does. He just yells Taylor a lot, or he'll be like, Taylor, water. And I'm like, get your own water. So what about you and your new love interest?
Naomi's like, I would hear that in my nightmares. Taylor. No offense, Taylor.
So Naomi's like, yeah, I don't have a love life. And Taylor's like, really? Are you sure? She's like, I mean, yeah. So Olivia's like, yeah, I asked Naomi what dating was like in Charleston, and she was like, horrible. And I was like, okay, solid answer. Have you tried going on a date with your parents? Because that sometimes works.
My parents are so funny on our dates. So Taylor is like, she's asking about Zach, and which was the guy that Olivia brought to the dog wedding. And Taylor's like, you know, when you showed up with Austin, I was like, who's that guy? And Austin was like, who's that guy? And I was like, it's her date. And Naomi's like, let's just cut to the chase. Like, I don't know if you know this, but like when Austin saw that you were on a date, he like called up Sierra and like he told Leva and I that they like hung out, said something about like rendezvous, not sure.
Ronda crew, something like that. Didn't really understand. And Olivia's like, wait, Sierra, hold on. And you see the little Target ad pop up. It's like, come on, like, you can load, Paige. You can load.
The singer? How? What? I thought she was with Russell Wilson. What? Why was she dating Austin? Like, okay, Olivia, Sierra, different show on Bravo. You really have to get... You didn't go to Bravo orientation, did you?
No.
Well, I can see that your page isn't going to load. So since you can't jump to this conclusion, I'll just do it for you. I don't know if he was retaliating against you having a date or what he was doing. And she's like, but then how does he have feelings about me having a date with no history, but then he had a date with so much history? So...
Yeah. And Naomi's like, well, he did that because he has feelings for you and he thought you were like going on dates with other people. He's just emotionally immature. I'll just say it right now. He's emotionally immature.
Yeah.
So Olivia's basically like, well, this is bullshit.
Well, no, she's like, oh, but I just want him to like be able to trust another person. You know what I mean?
That's what she says next. Yes. Because Naomi says, I mean, this is just like how he and Madison operated. It was like tit for tat. And they just like he doesn't seem to realize it doesn't have to be tit for tat. And that's when Olivia's like, I just want him to trust another person. Like, no. Like, do that. Yeah, figure that out on his own time.
Yeah, but also you tatted first. You know what I mean? He titted and then you tatted. Or no, wait.
I don't think he tatted, so. I actually so don't think titted. I don't think that she was titting, to be honest. Yeah, I think
because
she was,
Marcy was like, I have a date for you. I have a date for you to take. Because, like, if he doesn't shit, then he's got to get off the pot, okay? Now, I'm sorry to, like, kind of, you know, refer to you as, like, shit and someone being on the pot, but I'm pregnant, and that's what we think about, all right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that she went on that date solely to make Austin mad. I think she was just like, you know what, this guy, like, he just hung up on his ex. I gotta like move on, and she has someone.
I think
for
she
me.
Was saying
someone.
Like, if you want to date me, you have to like commit, or I'm gonna start dating other people. So I'm bringing this date.
Yeah, I think that's part of it for sure. I'm just saying, I don't think it was like a. I feel like a tit is like as a soul. It's like solely titty, and I feel like it was secondarily tit. I think it was like first it was like fuck it, I want a date. I'm not gonna deal with this awesome thing. And then on a secondary level. As a fringe benefit, there's some tit in it, you know? But Austin was full tat. Austin was a full tat move that also
no, she would have been
creates
tat.
Collateral
she
damage.
She would have been tat, then he would have been tit because it's tit for tat. So oh, he was right. giving tit because you're she right. gave the tat.
You're right. He's tit. She was tat, but she yeah. was secondary. She was ancillary tat, but he was full on tit.
So that's when she's like, I just want him to be able to trust another person. Yeah, but you're also playing games with him. Like, and don't make me stand up for Austin, but I'm just not sold on Olivia yet either.
I'm definitely so not sold on her for sure.
I'm Team Sierra in this one. How about that? In this
team
argument.
I'm Frank Lloyd Wright at this point.
Y'all are Frank Lloyd wrong. That's what all y'all are. Okay. I'm glad you're all sharing a roof together.
Team Costco. Some more ATVs, and now they're done with that. And so they're all like reassemble, and Whitney's like, all right, so dinner's in like 90 minutes. So everyone just, you guys can all just like, you know, decompose. And they're like, whoa, decompose. I was actually surprised that they were all like, wait, wrong word. I thought, but it's actually like the perfect word. Like, so just, you know, just decompose a little bit. it.
Just slowly decompose. Isn't life just one long decomposition, really?
I mean, it's what's happening to my brain when I watch.
Yeah. So then Craig and Austin, Craig is like holding this statue. He's like, what should this statue's name be? And he's like, I feel like that's like a Deborah or something. And he's like,
well,
I think that she likes checkerboard teapots. Come back to me. Come back to me.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Naomi is like, Naomi spilled her makeup and she's like, Frank Lloyd Wright did not think about a makeup station. And you know, like the ghost of Frank Lloyd Wright is like, there's a ledge in the corner. Turn around. Turn around.
So then Whitney is talking to the party planner, Jacqueline. He's like, wow, you guys are definitely crazy for a Frank Lloyd Wright house. I mean, you do know that this is a Frank Lloyd Wright house, right? He's like, okay, listen, okay, just tell me what you're going to do for dinner. She goes, okay, well, first, we're going to have a walk around the table, okay? Look at the table. Okay, it's all set. So we're going to walk around, and first we're going to light some candles. Is this really your job? Who is this lady?
I know. She's actually just someone who walked up the driveway. She's like, I'm just going to fake it till I make it.
I'd hope you'd fucking light the candles. Why does that have to be on your list? Light the fucking candles.
So then over in Marcy's room, guess what? Wow. She like looked at her phone. She goes, hello, Marcy. You have 21 days to go. Wow. 37 weeks until I have a baby because I'm pregnant.
I actually had to say 21 days until what? And then I asked Siri and she said, Marcy, you're pregnant. And I went, oh my God, finally my mother will love me. I'm pregnant. I'm definitely pregnant.
Ah, so pregnant. And then Shep walks in and he's like, gosh, I brought you drinks. Hey, want some bourbon? She's like, no, I can't. Because, John, you want to do this one? She's pregnant! That's pretty good, John.
Austin and Craig. Craig's like, so are things awkward between you and Olivia? He's like, yeah. And it stems from Olivia bringing a dick. I just want to pretend that it doesn't freak me out, but it did freak me out. It did. It did freak me out.
Yeah. He's got to get over it. So then Taylor and Olivia are talking about it, and Taylor's saying she doesn't want to assume that Austin and Sierra hooked up. They hooked up. They hooked up.
Of course they hooked up.
Well, actually, you should assume that. You should assume the worst with Austin.
So then back to Austin and Craig, and he's like, what were you talking to Olivia about at lunch? He goes, what are you spying on us? Oh, I poked myself in the eye. Oh.
This is actually not a Ronnie joke. This is actually something that happened.
It's just so Craig, isn't it? In the middle of it.
Yeah. And so Austin's like, now I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And Craig's like, is it a bad thing? Or are you talking about us the whole time? Which I didn't really understand what he meant by that. But Austin's basically like, oh, don't do that to me all over again, Craig. Come on. It's like, well, basically, Madison talking to you, it's like taking up time that you could be spending talking to like someone that, my eye. I poked my eye on the wall. Yeah, I didn't think a wall could poke me in the eye, but it happened. Oh.
Yeah, you need to spend that time with someone who deserves it. It's like when Naomi pulled me aside, I was like, you don't get to pull me aside anymore. And she was like, you feel awkward when I'm around? And I'm like, no. And then one time it was weird. Like one time, like there's nothing left with you at all. Like there's nothing left with you at all. I'm taking the queen off of the teapot.
I'm not in love with you anymore, Naomi. I'm in love with Paige, okay? By the way, my new bright white sofa is arriving tomorrow.
Catherine shop for me with it. I hope they can get the tanner out of it before they deliver it.
The person at Gwyn said, I knew we shouldn't have lifted the ban for her today.
So then Leva and Naomi are talking about all this because Leva's like, so does Craig know about you and Whitney? And she's like, God, I hope not. And what's your buns? Vanita hears this and she's like, the squirrel's like the creme de la creme and she's hooking up with Whitney. Is this a joke?
Naomi's saying, well, you know, I wouldn't have hooked up with like Austin or Shep because of Craig, but like, I'm not saying it's not weird, okay, but it happened. I'm not going to hide it. I just when people ask me about it, I just won't say anything, but I'm not going to hide it. That's all.
Yeah, it's like they're really close friends with Craig, but like Whitney's kind of friends with Craig, but he's also like kind of friends with me, and he's my boss, so.
Yeah, he's like 40 years older than Craig, so I think it doesn't matter at that point. So
yeah.
So Leva is like, she's like, well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to create anxiety. He just, you know, with Craig, he just gets kind of mean when he has big feelings. It's like a baby. And Noam's like, I know. Did you see the way he yelled at me last week? Cue the flashback. No? Okay, it's fine.
So Austin is going, yeah, so you're saying like you don't care who she's hooking up with or what she's doing? And he says, who? Naomi. Naomi who? Craig. No, seriously. Who? Naomi Craig, the girl you dumped. Oh, yeah, she means nothing to me. Okay, well, she made out with Whitney. He's like, when? What?
Who? Huh? Where? What happened? Wait, did Whitney get drunk and tell you? He's like, no. Wait, so who told you? Craig. Let other people discuss it, which is so annoying. Now Austin will, like, all of a sudden Austin will say, it's like, but who? Just tell me, who told you? Craig, let other people tell you. But who told you? Okay, let me give you a hint. Her name starts with Nao. You actually have just added more letters to the name. Nao. Just tell Neo? Me who it is already.
Neo? No, it's not Neo. Nemo? No! Those aren't even the same letters.
Shanane? No, I don't even know who that is.
Mammies. Craig! Make an effort. So Craig's like, you're not really being a good friend right now or a partner. Like, I told you everything for 2 years about who your girlfriend was sleeping with. And he's like, yeah, 2 weeks after you found out, Craig, thanks a lot.
No grudges, right? So Craig's like, well, if you're not going to explain yourself, .. And he goes, who do you think told me, Craig? I heard it straight from the horse's mouth. But you were on ATVs. No, not a literal horse. Horses can
the horse's
read.
Mouth, no. Craig. I knew horses could talk.
Was it Mr. Ed? You can tell me. No.
So Craig is doing that not bothered thing that he does where he both puts his hand behind his head and then he also does his yawning. He's like, wow.
Yeah.
Going from me to Whitney? That's not fun. And then Whitney comes inside. He's like, I'm listening to you two, you morons. Okay? This past like 15 minutes I've been listening to you. You guys are fucking idiots. I mean, what the fuck is wrong with you two? You can't be talking shit about the guy who's producing the show. He's standing at the monitors listening to your mic feeds.
He's at the home base. He's like at the whatever it's called. I forget what they call it. He's sitting there like he's got like the headphones in. So Craig is like, what's going on with you and Naomi? And Whitney goes, it's not a lie. And Austin goes, just relax, Craig. Just relax. Which Austin, the one who was like the most frenzied at any moment.
Yeah. He's like, you're hooking up with my ex. I don't care. That was an I don't care burp blow. And he's like, we're adults and we don't need to explain ourselves in any capacity. In any capacity. And he's like, you're an asshole, Whitney. So then Whitney and Shep are at the bar outside. And Whitney's like, just by happenstance, I just talked to a freaking frack. Okay. I hear them screaming my name. And Craig is like interrogating me. He's like screaming. I mean, just being a pain in the ass, as always. Okay.
And Shep is like, what? But everyone's happy. He's like, no, it's not. So then Austin and Craig join up. And then Whitney's like,
Shep goes, welcome, guys. Welcome to Spanish Moss. And Craig goes, there's mites in there.
I don't want to touch. Ooh, I had an authentic Craig burp during my Craig impersonation. I don't want to go through the Spanish Moss. So, but I love its work in The Matrix. No, that was Carrie Ann Moss.
Well, The Handmaid's Tale is good too. That's Elizabeth Moss. Gosh.
Well, either way, great football player. That's Randy Moss.
So Whitney's like,
there's no more Moss.
I can't think of any.
I love going into his restaurant. That's Paquito Moss.
Does he still dress for less? That's my dress for less, Craig Gosh.
Wow. 9 out of 10 dentists do recommend him. That's dental floss. Come on, Craig. You're getting too far away from the original word.
So Whitney's like, but guys, I just want to say I apologize for walking into your conversation like that. It was very heated and intense. And I apologize for that. I apologize for that, boys. And Craig's like, yeah, I'm going to take pictures of this mighty Spanish Bob Ross. All right. Burt blow. Because, like, I don't even care about that. Like, not even a little. I'm taking pictures of something above your head right now. So.
Well, just so you know, it seemed like a very intimate moment and very heated, so I apologize. This is my way of showing that I was not being sincere. Craig goes, well, I don't understand her obsession with you, but, like, whatever. It's, like, it's your life. And so
obsession with him? What are you talking about? Yeah. Who has an obsession with him? They hooked up one time after a drunken wedding. Where did
that come from? Seriously, like, I don't approve of all this besmirching. So Craig is like, Naomi can do whatever she wants except talk to me, but I think it's shady of Whitney. I mean, the bro code rules are complicated at times. Luckily, I'm a lawyer and I understand that, but it's still my ex-girlfriend. Like, what the fuck? Okay. So, in conclusion, she's not allowed to talk to me. I don't have anything to do with her, but I do want to police the way she behaves around people. Thank you very much.
Right. So, people start gathering and they're sitting at the fire now, and Naomi comes out. No, Olivia comes out first. And Whitney's like, do you want a proper drink, Olivia, in a cup? Hey, Austin, why don't you take Olivia and get her a proper drink? I mean, it's Frank Lloyd's house. Frank Lloyd Wright. I mean, she's just like a great American. We know, Whitney, we know. And she's like, no, actually, like, you're more of a gentleman, Whitney. So, like, why don't you get my drink? So Whitney goes off to get her drink while she stays to talk to Austin.
Yeah. So then everyone's joining. Naomi's in, like, very shiny pants. Like, very shiny for a Frank Lloyd Wright home, I would have to say. So Craig is like, he's like, there's no one in the world that if you went back even a year and you were like, one day Naomi is going to be going, it's going to be out with, like, Whitney. Not a single person would believe it. Yeah. Here we are. Should I do that again from the top? I kind of messed that one up. No? Okay.
Craig just slowly spinning out of control, right? Yeah. So Whitney's talking like, wow, you're sparkly today, which it's not. It's like plastic or whatever. And she's like, yeah. And he goes, but you're going to be cold. You're going to be cold in that. She goes, I'm not yet. He's like, just wait. You're going to be cold later. You're going to be cold. So that's like their magical chemistry going on over there.
And I'm telling you, you and you and you, you're going to be cold later.
Mother. So Shep, the most emotional song for the most lukewarm scene ever. So Whitney, let's see. So Shep's like, where's Dan Hergard? And Craig is saying, yeah, where's our host and his new girlfriend? And Shep says, you know, Craig, I'm just saying, like, sometimes human emotion is like Taylor. It's irrational. You know, no one can really understand it. And he's like, well, I'm glad to be out here in this capacity. That's a big word today, capacity. In this capacity. They're all saying that today for some reason.
Well, sometimes you gotta rise to the challenge when you're in the presence of Frank Lloyd Wright, the literal architect of our demise today. So now Austin's like, Olivia, do you wanna go talk, Olivia? Wanna go talk? And so he doesn't say it. He just wants to talk to Olivia. That was like his inner monologue, I suppose, that I just invented. So then Taylor is like, so how are you feeling about Olivia, huh? Like, you need to make up your mind. Like, make up your mind, Austin. That was that. Yeah. And that was it.
Everyone's projecting their own relationship onto each other, which is kind of funny. She's like, it's really important. Make up your mind. He's gone on 2 dates with her. Shut up, Taylor. So then Craig is like, well, I'm in a happy place, but like, you know, I had to be, he's still talking to Shep. He's like, but I had to be away from like everything I knew to find my own path. Shep's like, okay, well, I'm going to tell you this theory. And of course you can tell me to shut the fuck up if you want to in this capacity. Craig's like, well, I mean, hopefully I won't say that. And Shep's like, well, I think that part of you likes to be around people that don't know the Craig from 8 years ago. And part of you resents the fact that we know, like, you know, we know you at your lowest. Like, we know loser Craig, you know, dumb, dumb Craig. We know Craig who, like, lied about his bar exam. That was funny. Or, like, the Craig that gave all of his money to JD for that liquor that never came out.
Or the Craig who just wore really big collars, you know? So
Craig who wore the same polo shirt every night because he couldn't afford to look like the other guys in Charleston. Oh, so funny.
Craig who didn't even have a kitchen. Oh, that's you, Craig, today. So Craig is like, well, I mean, I don't really agree, but I see what you're saying. So then Whitney comes in to throw some gasoline on this. He goes, I mean, you've just actually become more of an asshole. I mean, it's true. You're just more of an asshole now. So then Chip is like, yeah, I mean, the people who know you back then or whatever. And Craig's like, yeah, well, they weren't the best to me. I mean, your behavior wasn't nice. I mean, it wasn't appropriate. And, like, you were terrible to me. Like, terrible. Like, me removing myself from you was, like, one of the biggest. I'm going to just burp out the end of that sentence.
I'm going to give an ellipses burp for that one. He's like, well, Craig, think of the good times in this capacity. And Craig's like, yeah, well, we had good times. But, like, you were against me and you were against my entrepreneurship. My entrepreneurs. You're against my moss. And he's like, against Craig, I went to a pillow store. What man does that?
And he's like, listen, you know, like, you know, I was moving away from you and then like you want to be friends and like that's great. And Shep goes, that's really, really psychosis shit. Okay, that's psychosis shit.
Oh, so Shep's like, this isn't about me and Craig. This is about Naomi and Whitney being together. So he's lashing out. Snap out of it, asshole. And Craig's like, yeah, all the put downs. Sewing is stupid. Pillows are stupid. I never said that. Naomi said that. She goes, yeah, hi, not to get in the middle of anything, but I'm the one who said it. Just in case anybody didn't hear that, sewing is stupid and pillows are stupid. Said it. Okay. Go ahead. Carry on.
Crazy. I removed myself from all the negativity in my life, and you were part of that negativity. And so now Leva is going to be like the bro translator. She's, Shep, I think your intention was not to be negative. Yeah. As Frank Lloyd Wright said when he was building his landmark home, Taliesin, it was little brother fun shit. Okay. It was little brother fun shit.
No, you're a negative asshole. Craig's right about that one. Shep is horrible. Well, he's horrible to Craig. Horrible.
He is horrible. But Craig also acts like he has not contributed to the situation. And Craig was also, I think, a difficult person to be friends with as well. And I don't feel like Craig fully understands that.
Well, Shep's like, you needed acceptance from me for years, and that was the problem. You always had a chip on your shoulder about Charleston and status and this and that. Yeah, he had a chip because you were always telling him, you're poor. Isn't that funny? Hey, everybody at the bar, Craig has to go home early because he has to wake up to go to school because he's poor.
It's true. But that also, that being said, Craig was really trying. In the early years of this show, Craig was really, like, he didn't know himself. So I get it, but he was really trying to. Craig was full of lies. For the first 5 years of this show, he was nothing but lies. You know, people forget that. He was all lies. Yeah. But it's good. He found himself. I do think that Craig has found himself and he's like in a better place, seemingly, than he ever was. But he just, you know, I feel like I can understand. I've always said this. I've always understood the frustration people have had with him, like his friends, because I think it's probably very frustrating that like you've had to deal with this person and their clear lies for years and years. And now he has success and he's acting like, oh, you never believed in me. It's like, well, because they didn't know whatever to believe in you. So I understand the frustration. That being said, Shep is 100% jealous. Jealous, yeah. and negative, and was not one who was trying to lift up Craig during any of that.
Right. Nobody has to be correct. in the situation,
no one has to cry, ever.
It's Southern charm. Okay, yeah. They're all wrong. So Leva's like, but Shep, you like to poke people, right, Shep? And he goes, sure, that's tough love. And she's like, yeah, but you don't see that that doesn't land for him. He's like, this isn't fucking kumbaya, okay? That's just not how I leave relationships in my life. I go, shut up, Leva. Who's Leva? Like, who are you to be saying this? You're not even a part of this. Like, you're not even a part of their friendship. Be quiet over there.
Who is Leva, so, who is Leva in this world?
Who is Leva Maloof in this world? So he's like, this isn't how I lead any relationship. And Taylor's like, Shep, stop. Shep, stop. He's like, Taylor, water. Okay.
We have a big day of throwing eggs tomorrow. Water, now. So Naomi is like, isn't it better? Oh, so Shep is like, so then Shep starts mocking. He's like, oh, I'm supposed to be like, oh, Craig, oh, you're so great. You're wonderful. And Naomi's like, well, isn't that better than what you're doing right now? Like, which is you not listening to him whatsoever. And Shep's like, oh, gosh, I'm not going to change. Okay, I'm not going to change. I love someone proudly proclaiming that. Like, it's going to be a great
so
thing.
So Shep. I won't change. I've been wearing the same underwear since Monday. Suck it.
I'll only change into my basketball uniform.
So Craig's like, okay, buddy, clearly you have shit going on, okay? And Leva's like, he just wants some validation. What is all in his head? That's where it is, okay? So then Craig gets up from Shep and moves across the fire to sit with Olivia. And Olivia's like, I hear you. I'm like, I don't really know what's going on. So, like, I can't say anything about it. But, like, I'm with you.
Yeah. And Whitney is like, Craig, for years we've been obviously fucking with you, and we feel bad because you're a bit vulnerable. And Shep's like, yeah, gosh, we didn't realize how sensitive you were. And Leva's like, did you hear that, Shep? Did you hear that? That was important. He said he didn't realize how sensitive you were, and how much of a pussy you are, and how much of a pussy you are, and how pathetic is, and how pathetic. Oh, wait a second. I think we're getting off the message here, guys.
Yeah, but like, that's not something nice. Like, he's putting it on me. Like, that's a dig when he says sensitive. She goes, sensitive is not a dig. He's like, yes, it is. Shut up, Leva. Yes, it is a dig coming from Shep. Okay.
From Shep, yeah. It was a backhanded thing, yeah.
Yeah, so Whitney's like, yeah, but you, Craig, what are you going to play the victim, Craig? I mean, you're not a fucking victim, Craig. And he's like, yeah, they're doing whatever they can to excuse their behavior.
And Whitney actually says something very honest. He goes, we're fucking with you because we can't help it. We can't help it. It's so fun. It's like low-hanging fruit.
Well, it sounds like a lot of jealousy and deflection to me. And Shep's like, LOL, R-O-F-L, okay, whoa, LOL, whoa, I'm falling back in my chair, literally, whoa, oh, I'm falling, jealous of Craig, whoa.
I'll tell you what deflection is. It's going to Blockbuster Video and asking for the Vietnam War, and they give you the Civil War instead. An equally great documentary, but not what I requested. Pure deflection. Theoretical,
jealous
of course.
Jealous of Craig. What a laughable concept in this capacity.
capacity.
And that brings us to the end of Southern Champ.
That's where it goes. So funny. So funny. Thank you all for being here. We're gonna catch you on Monday for House of the Dragon premiere. I'm so intrigued to see how that's gonna be. That'll be on Winter's Crappening, and then of course we got a full week of more recaps plus Take a Seat on Monday nights. So we'll see you there. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
We talk to her daily, it's Kaylee.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches.
bitches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
The incredible edible Matthew Sisters.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, it's Jennifer Corcoran.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Paging Paige Mills, paging Paige Mills.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.